Can't go fast.
We're going to call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board for March 28th, 2019 to order. Please join me in standing and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball.
So, roll call, we have Paul. Paul Thomas, member of the board. Alexandria Malone, who's the vice chair. We have Jill Leva in a presence, Janice Redondo, Beatriz Martinez, and Greg Servon with planning. Sorry, I'm a little tongue-tied today for some silly reason. And as we stated, Janice Redondo and Beatriz are with county staff representing Marilyn Kirkpatrick and Tick Seger Bloom. And now this period is a period for public comment. This portion of public comment is for anybody wishing to comment on an item that's on the agenda that you, for whatever reason, cannot stay to address during the actual time of the presentation of that agenda item. You'll have time to address any general concerns at the end of the meeting. So, is there anybody wishing to engage in public comment? None appearing, we'll move on to, can I get a motion to approve the March 14th, 2019 minutes? All in favor of approving the March 14th, 2019 minutes, please say aye. Aye. All opposed? It passes. Now, can I get a motion to approve the agenda for March 28th, 2019, if there's no request to hold, delete, or combine any items? Are there any requests to combine? Okay, can I get a motion?
Motion to approve.
So moved. All those in favor of approving the agenda, signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? And now, do we have any informational items? In this room?
In this room.
What was the time?
5:30 to 6:30 in this
room. Very good. So now we're going to move on to the planning and zoning portion of the agenda. These the first three items are for April 16, 2019. The first item is WS19-0178, Country Construction Company, waivers of development standards for the following: 1. Parking lot landscaping. 2. Alternative street landscaping. 3. Mechanical equipment screening. 4. Architectural masking. And 5. Allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following: outside storage yard, 2 accessory office building, and 3 existing modular office buildings on 5 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AEZ APZ 2 zone, generally located on the east side of Lamont Street and 250 feet north of Cartier Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Please step forward, state your name and address for the record. If you're going to present, we need your name and address also.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Do you need the applicant as well?
If he's going to present.
Nope.
But
okay. Jan Johnson, Henderson, Nevada. Do you need a mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
1489 West Warm Springs Road.
Okay.
On 5 acres for a proposed 3,400 square foot new office building for a construction company. The main use of the site is outside storage. The office building is an accessory use to that. We're requesting three waivers of development standards. There will be a design review for this. Because the property is encumbered by about 140 feet of NV Energy easement, the provided trees are being reduced from the required 13 to 10. In addition, because this area is primarily used for outside storage, several of the parking spaces are in the rear area that's being used by heavy machinery. And so we're requesting to not provide the landscape in the rear parking area due to the fact that it would be subject again to the heavy machinery and it's screened from the public way. In addition, the site has an existing modular temporary office. It has side-mounted mechanical equipment that's on the rear of that modular office. It is not screened, and we're requesting a waiver of that standard because that building will be removed within 45 days of the certificate of occupancy for the new structure.
Is that your presentation?
That's really all we can say.
Okay, is there any questions or comments from the public? None appearing, we'll close public comment. And you're aware that the staff does recommend approval of all items on this, and so now I'll open it up to questions and comments from the board.
Everything I saw was answered by staff with the temporary structure.
So do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
With all staff recommendations.
With all staff recommendations.
Conditions.
And conditions.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Be sure to attend your Planning Commission meeting on April 16th. And thank you very much.
I guess I should have looked at the revised one.
It was just the east-west thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
So that brings us to the next item on the agenda. DR-19-0155 School Board of Trustees design reviews for the following: a proposed classroom building and two proposed shade structures in conjunction with an existing school on 9.1 acres in a PF public facility zone, generally located on the south side of Tonopah Avenue and the west side of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Please state your name and address for the record.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, good evening. My name is Dimitrios Karapanagiotis. I'm here on behalf of the Clark County School District, 1180 Military Tribute, Henderson, Nevada. In front of you is a design review for a classroom addition to the El Cortez Elementary School. Together with me is the architect for the project, Juan Tran, and he's going to give you a small presentation.
And we need your name and address for the record also.
My name is Hung Tran. I'm with Gensler Architects, and address is 3883 Howard Hughes Parkway. This project is a elementary school addition to the existing structure here. We are doing a 22 classroom addition and providing some site improvements for staff parking, as well as land upgrades for the existing structure, such as internet, intrusion alarms, fire alarms, and here's the elevation. We are predominantly just using a similar material to what's existing. This is a CMU block construction with a couple of metal panel kind of highlight points there. And here's the floor plan for the 22 classrooms. We're having a kindergarten and special ed classrooms, as well as elementary school grade classrooms with a STEM classroom and a flex space for testing.
Looks like the pretty standard design that they're using all over now.
It is, and okay. We built this a few times around.
Very good.
Las Vegas.
Sir, we're going to open up public comment. Is there any questions or comments from the public? None appearing, and again, we have staff recommendation for approval on this. And any questions or comment from the board? And we have a motion?
Motion to approve with any staff recommendations.
We have a motion to approve with staff recommendations and conditions. All in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you very much. Be sure to attend your planning commission meeting on April 16th, 2019.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to WS19-0159 Herrera Galdino, waiver of development standards to increase the front yard and side yard hardscape in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.1 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone, generally located on the west side of Pleasant Brook Street, 180 feet south of Signet Court, within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes, sir.
Name and address for the record.
It's okay. If you're going to be speaking for him, then you can just say...
Yeah, if you're going to do the speaking...
He doesn't have to present. You can present for him.
Okay, so
your name and address. Yes, sir.
My name is Juan Herrera. I live at 2329 Whitney Peak, North Las Vegas. I'm here with my dad to ask him for a waiver because we have a trailer that we put up here. We have a like very, very small space where we can't put our trailer. And my dad had a conflicted with the neighbor, so that's why we did this. And I guess he called the city on us. We're trying to get that way, if it's possible. I also have letters from the neighbors, and they're okay with that. I don't know if you guys want to see those.
So,
we'll go ahead.
It's a flatbed. It's a 14 foot. We tried to put it in front of the garage, but it'll cover the sidewalk. So that's why we added that slab.
Okay, so that's your presentation.
Yeah.
Is there any questions or comments from the public? Mr. Walter.
Walter Side, 565 North Las Feliz. I'm not positive after reading through this. I know it's recommended to be denied, but you already have all the hard stand in there, is that correct?
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that a bullet of 0.1 acres, if it was a wetlands, would be considered de minimis, meaning negligible. I think this would be a hardship on these people if this was not approved.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the public? Public comment is closed. Questions or comments from the board?
Can you repeat what your original issue with your neighbor was? Wasn't that your trailer was going into his
yard? Basically, it's this piece right here, right? Mm-hmm. So our trailer is longer. So we had our trailer up here, mm-hmm. and he said he was going to call the city on us because it was on his property.
Yeah.
But my dad told him I just thought that was the city's.
Okay.
So he tried to avoid all the conflicts and just built all this on cement so we'll be able to put the trailer in there.
Do you have, what's that neighbor say now about this?
Did he give
you a letter supporting it?
No, not him.
Okay. Is he opposed to it, I take?
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of a trailer is that?
It's a flatbed.
Flatbed,
like for a car hauler? What's called a car hauler?
So it's a commercial vehicle?
No. It's just like for my truck. Because I have another truck that I like to fix, and that's where I take all the stuff at.
Oh, that's a tow behind? Like behind, you can tow that behind your truck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a flatbed?
Yeah, it's just a regular flatbed.
Flatbed hauler that you tow behind the pickup?
Yeah.
I have another question too. There's other properties in your area that have hardscape in the front of your street.
Yeah.
Several properties.
Yeah, there is.
I've got one on the corner, I believe, for you. Almost all hardscape too.
Hay una por la esquina de tu casa que está todo también llena de cemento.
Sí, hay varias.
Yeah, he said there's a couple of them.
Pero nunca ha tenido problemas de ellas.
He said they never had problems, only him. Because of the space of the lack of the This is the where we park his trailer, so that's why the neighbors give him a hard time.
I'm going to make a motion to approve your request. I agree with the public comment. I think that if you were doing this to, you know, fix a problem, and there is letters that say that there's not enough street parking, and I know that I have that problem in my neighborhood, so instead, you know, you tried to fix the problem, so I'm going to vote to approve.
Very good. So we have a motion on the floor to approve this request. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? Very good. Make sure you attend your Planning Commission meeting on April 16th. Make sure you're there.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we're going to move on to our one item for the Board of County Commissioners, April 17th, 2019 meeting. This is ET19-400029, NZC-0038-16, Accessible Space Inc. Zone change, first extension of time to reclassify 1.4 acres from R2 medium density residential zone to R4 multiple family residential high density zone in the MUD3 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Mojave and the north side of Olive Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Yes.
So forward, state your name and address for the record.
Rami Atut, Creative Design Architecture, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134, 1855 Village Center Circle.
Okay.
We have been approved by you previously on this project. It took us literally close to a year getting our permits. With our luck, today Clark County did sign us off on the civils. They got scanned this afternoon, and we can pull permit next week. So we're going to start construction next week. We did pull a demo permit. We demoed the property already, so we're ready to start construction. So we request an extension of time so we can complete the project.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there any questions or comments from the public? Public comments closed. Is there any questions or comments from the board?
Yeah, I just have one. Is that similar to the other building that's like almost across the street there?
Absolutely, yeah. The other building is two-story, this one is a single story.
Yeah, and that's for what purpose now again?
They use it for people's special needs.
Yeah. Special needs, yeah. Yeah, it's a very good, very nice place to build.
Thank you. I've done the other building. Yeah, the other building is two-story, this is single story.
It fits in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It says traumatic brain injuries?
I don't think they use it for traumatic brain injuries. It's just for people with special needs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I met some of the people that live in it. Very, very much to take very good care of.
Thank you. We do have another facility for people with brain injuries. Actually, we're starting construction on that. It's from another project, but they don't use that.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve with all staff recommendations and conditions. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. Make sure you attend the Board of County Commissioners on April 17th.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, and that brings us to general business. Is there any general business? Nope. So that brings us to the final period of public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about member matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter that's not already listed on the agenda. If you have anything to say, please, it's open to public comment. Mr. Sider, please state your name and address for the record.
Walter Sider, 565 North Los Feliz. I notice we don't have too many people here. I believe a year or so ago we tried to expand the ideas that are presented to the board, and I guess the lack of attendance is part of that. My son is in town and he was looking for looking for property, investment property. He looked at one in town here, and he went down to Searchlight, and he said, what is Searchlight? So what I did is I went to the meeting of the town advisory board down there, and I downloaded it, and I have it, if any of you care to look at it. But what I'd like to say is the report has something from Metro, something from Nevada Highway Patrol, Fire Department, a judge said something, comments on the water system and wastewater system, the Park Service, Library Progress, Public Works, and in meetings, and no zoning. What I'm suggesting is that we rethink what this might be. I am so glad to hear that the tick is coming out from the rock under my backyard, that we're going to get to meet him. Thank you.
Anybody else with any public comment? Sir, state your name and address for the record.
Tim Ryan, 6029 Alcott Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89142. I live along the Sloan Channel, and I don't know if you guys get all the problems with, I live and have to deal with the bats, and I want to know what you guys could do about it, because I've called the county commissioners for the last year. They say Public Works will call me back. Nobody ever called me back. I'm trying to see what, I mean, if you go down there and take a tour of it, you'll see how, I mean, the weeds are this thick, or whatever, that algae or whatever. Thousands and thousands of plants. It's just unbearable living there anymore. And the other thing I was looking at was, what are you going to do to hold the company that built that thing that leaks everywhere? I don't know if the county's working on getting them held responsible, because, I mean, sorry, to have something that leaks as bad as that thing does, that company should be held responsible for fixing the problem. And the county, or North Las Vegas, should be cleaning that channel out more often than they do, because it's ridiculous. But I'm glad that the commissioner is actually going to be coming out here. I'll be talking there to see him again. So I don't know if you guys, people have talked about it.
It's been talked about a lot. And just so you understand, sir, that we are a town advisory board underneath the county commissioners. We advise the county commissioners on problems and concerns, and that's why Beatrice is here. And I would encourage you to talk to Beatrice and make contact with her. She's Tick Segerbloom's liaison for the area.
Could I comment on that?
Certainly.
You know that I was somewhat messing around with that channel, getting my feet wet, et cetera. And there is a letter from EPA directing that the city North Las Vegas and Las Vegas address that. Whether it's being addressed or not, that's a date when I backed out. The second thing is, in the second Tuesday meeting that the Commissioner Patrick had just last week, she addressed that, and apparently there is some responsibility being transferred from North Las Vegas to the city. And I was kind of hoping Janice would be here, because she could respond to you. She is the one really that has a better handle on it.
It's just terrible.
Now, I know what I've been there. I've got shoes that are all been suffering. The conduit that was put in there is pretty much the project of North Las Vegas. Now, I will say one thing, as a chemical engineer from the back, but I would swim in that stuff that's coming out of North Las Vegas. I wouldn't drink it. But your problem is the same one I identified, that the leaks are there. That means the flies, the mayflies, that are.
Okay, Walter, we got to keep it. Thank you for your comment. I appreciate that. Yes, sir, I understand. State your name and address for the record, Mr. Barbeau.
189 East Ridge Way. And I monitor this very problem that Mr. Ryan brought up. And I brought pictures in here from time to time of it. And it's really running green this year. I guess we've got a lot of nice weather. During the wintertime, that North Las Vegas little tunnel was leaking like a sieve, and during the winter, of course, water freezes, and so the water leaks out of this and goes into the cracks wherever on the concrete channel that was built, designed to, you know, channel the flood water, and it's just going to crack it and deteriorate over time. So it ain't getting better. Okay, it's leaking now worse than it's ever leaked that I've seen since they built it. So something should be done on that because it doesn't get better. It's like a roof leak. Don't get better. You just watch it get worse all the time. Then I want to point out, too, there was a really great series of articles in the RJ about the water problem and the water system and the improvements that they're doing here. And it was fantastic. You know, they did an expose on police shootings 10 years or so ago. Fabulous. There's another great Review Journal story, and it's a real positive one. And I think in the past, they've had a lot of development in the valley, and they have high developer fees to build this infrastructure. But now, it's showing up on our water bills. And I'd like everybody to, when they go home, look at your water bill and add up the charges for the water, and then add up the charges for infrastructure and reliability charge and service charges. You'll find that the charges are much more than your water bill. So I don't know if that's something we should think about or ponder, but it seems to be pretty astronomical as far as the charges that are going to infrastructure and commodity charges and monthly service charges. I've been 40 years in the same water meter, so I can tell you it's big change over history. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, one more thing. I happened to look into this matter, too, that Mr. Syke brought up, and it's really wonderful what they're doing in some of the other townships. And I think it would behoove us in this township to bring on some of these other, not issues, but their aspects of what the townships can do and how we can add to the value of our meetings. It's really, those are good. I'd suggest everybody read that. It was really insightful. What little township, there's just very few people do each one.
Very good. Thank you very much. Any other public comment? None appearing. Our next meeting date is April 11th, 2019. Keep in mind that our meeting is at 6:30. Mr. Segerbloom will be here at 5:30 to meet and greet with the public. And no other items appearing, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.